administration wouldn't tolerate it?
Not only would it tolerate it, what else should we have to do with this?
Lisa, it's a social experiment. We don't care about the hurt it does. We care about the information we gain. That is the essence of research. You take out, or using the scientific method, you remove every other variable except the one you want to study as much as you possibly can. I think it would be excellent and a very heavily subsidized state-run university is the perfect laboratory for experimenting with these ideas. I think it would be roundly shut down as quickly as possible, but not for the reasons that you're stating. I think it would be roundly shut down because feminists do not want to have their cherished philosophy studied, particularly. Yeah, and say, you can say a lot of things, but gender should not be a consideration. Or you can say, or it's fine if it's a consideration. I said, I think it's going to be telling for two reasons. Most likely, women who would perform well in technical areas don't have a problem performing well in technical areas and getting the job that they probably can do very well at. You know? I think that assertion that women are blocked out and competent women cannot adequately compete is probably not true. Because if it were, we would see a huge influx of competent women overcoming their, you know, whatever things stop them from moving to the middle of nowhere, right? And taking up a job so that they can say, I got experience. Real live computing experience. I was shut out in Silicon Valley. They wouldn't hire me because I was a woman. And you go, so I went to Eastern Mexico University. You know, chances are our talent pool would actually rise. I said, I think this would actually be a boon for us. I think more women would come to this school just because of one or two departments having that policy. Even if it doesn't even touch them directly. They just like the idea of that. Yeah, it's a law. Yes, and there will not be another car for another 20 minutes.
Oh, yeah, really?
Yeah, yeah. Because you've got pheromones, right? It's true. Pheromones drive a lot more about life than anybody ever, than anybody will give them credit for. Big time. And it's scary. We need a lot of social rules to keep girls like you from just being raped every 5 seconds. You know? You're very grateful for the social rules that we have. Keeps a lot of really evil things from happening.
Yep.
Because all men want to be close to my wife, but they stay away because she's taken. She's not available. Isn't that good? Anyway, so yeah, no, I think it would be an amazing social experiment which a person should capitalize on like nobody's business. Whoever runs that department should go on the lecture circuit and talk about it and say, this is kind of what we're seeing. And you go, I don't know what conclusions to draw. We're just generating data. If you want me to make some comment, I will. You know, have we gotten... It used to be we didn't hardly ever get people trying to get these jobs from outside of just the local area. It says now we get all kinds of applicants. How many male applicants do you get? And you go, you know what? It's surprising. You would think when everybody knew right up front, it says, and we're not going to be cagey at all. I said, if one woman applies for this job, now we have to have three people. The other two guys will have to be interviewed, but we will not hire them. It's rude, but there it is. Or maybe it has to be. We have to have a quorum of three applicants. If we can get three women, we won't consider men. If we get two women, then we'll have one man. And whoever is the most competent of the three, it says, and we'll weight it, but we'll skew it toward the woman. Even if the woman isn't as competent, she will still probably be hired. Because we want to give women a chance. Does the man have to be head and shoulders better than she is? By a lot. And even not then, say no. And you can just say that, but yeah. I said, we basically hire women. I said, the only time we will hire a man is when no woman interviews. Well, that's sexist, and you go, yeah, so? Yeah, so? No, it doesn't matter. That's why it's a social experiment. When you put gender consideration at the forefront, what happens? Everybody said that we have a male gender thing, right? Oh, if there's a man, women will never get hired. And you go, okay, let's just switch that one thing. Yeah, no, it's sad, isn't it? Let's just see what happens. And you're going, people can come into this with whatever preconceived notion that they think is going to happen. Let's find out. Because we'll just make it easy. If only one woman applies for the job, because we can go by the normal rules and say, then we'll go ahead and close it down and we'll open up the announcement again until we can get three applicants. If there's one woman and two men, you know, I have to figure out how to handle that so that we make sure that there's always a skewing toward women. Always. You can never set that aside unless women are just out of the picture.
Well, I'm just afraid.
What?
You're...
Yeah? Why not? It's okay. It's in a very safe place to be.
Because in my son, he'd never get jobs.
In this one department, in one place, it is a very obscure place. That's all. I'm not saying this should be a societal norm. This is an experiment to see what would happen. That's all. And you go, we're a publicly funded institution. I said, in relation to doing this, we will seek monies to support whatever downside there may be to doing it this way.
No. Education. Department.
Of course not, Lisa. That's why we're doing it in one specific place, IT. It's very male skewed, right? Perfect. It's perfect for this kind of thing. We would get far more money off of groups wanting to actually support this research for whatever reason, for political reasons, businesses wanting to show that, you know, for whatever reason. I bet you, the upper management would look at it, they'd see dollar signs, and they would go, let's think about this. This can really make a really significant change in Eastern New Mexico University that would be really, lucrative.
I'm just thinking of all that.
Lucrative. Oh, I don't care.
The women you work with, MSU.
And MSU? Who are they? Which one's the MSU in particular?
When you work at MSU, there were some women who worked on you.
Yes?
So?
You still have the same system. They already have a system in place. If you simply can't do the job, it shows in the performance reviews that during the first year, it's tested three times, and you have the option of escorting somebody off and saying, sorry. Yeah, this isn't working out. You really can't do the work. And that would be part of the whole research.
They pay the same grace. I think it's supposed to be some extra
for the future. Oh, I hope not. I think it's just priming so it doesn't rot. I don't think that's supposed to be its ultimate cause. Well, you know what? I'll never put it past some architect to do just stupid, ugly stuff at some signature.
Yeah. I'm telling you.
I think it's made so that they can put one of those vinyl signs on it. It's a good frame for a vinyl sign. This is all the rage now. So that you can actually change it easily over time. Kind of like this. GSSC? That's new. Golden Student Success Center. They can change the name of the building. Just by putting up a little vinyl sign saying, here's the new name of the building. Anyway. And I think you could get support for this thing far beyond the actual cost of having to live with the fact that you're going to probably have some high turnover because of it. I guess we better go just across.
Okay.
You're off the time, though.
Oh,
no, I'm perfectly willing to say that all the things that you say will happen will happen. But in the interest of having the information,
it's doing it.
Oh, it has to be a longitudinal thing. It has to be rather permanent.
Permanent.
How else will you know what effect it really has? Well, it has to be longitudinal. No. You would have to do it over decades so you could see what actually comes of this. Do women who got hired here and gained experience here, what became of them? How did the overall IT landscape change because of this institution doing this? Trust me, the university would keep doing it because of the money they would get for continuing to do it. it's very politically favorable. People would love it. So it would have a lot of good public sentiment behind it. Oh yeah, oh no. I think it would be a freaking boon. Of course, at first blush, it looks terrible. But you go, well, we're trying to figure out what this is really a chance to figure out what would happen if the world was different. And you go, let's see. Let's set up a little section of the world that is intrinsically different. According to what feminists say is wrong with the world, right? There's a white male bias. And you go, fine. I says, no, I don't think we're going to work on the whole, you know, race thing. That's having two data points. That's one too many. Let's just work on this. And different school can work on, you know, we show favoritism to this group or that group. But it's perfectly fun. And you go, yeah. I bet you I could take over to the women's studies department. They would get so excited by the possibility. And they're pretty powerful. I bet you it could get done. It says, now you guys, it would be important that you guys track all the data. You come in, you look at it, you study data points, you do all this stuff. And you just say, yeah, please don't hire men, period. You can just come out and flat say it. Don't leave it for, well, if no women show up, we're going to hire men. You go, no, don't. Men are not allowed. It doesn't see what comes. It said, if it turns out beautifully, then great. You know, if it turns out badly, then we'll know that these are bad ideas. Simple as that. The biggest people that will fight against it are feminists who can see out a little further and say, there's a chance this could go badly for us. It'd make us look like jerks. And you go, that's science. You can't skew everything so it always goes the way you think it should go for. What? What? I love the term. Lisa, that's why it's this length. Because you like it that way. You know how powerful you are? Whatever you want, you're going to get. If it's within my power to give it. So if you want more than what we have, you need to keep boosting that thing about things, don't you? You need to make more money or whatever. Because I'll do it.
No, we never did that. It's
up to you. You want to come up and do it now? I can figure it out. Actually, our changes have not taken effect, it looks like. It's the same amount net and gross as it was before. The gross won't change yet. And then that happened, but oh. Outside. Up there in the morning. Let's take a look back. Hold on. Oh, not one. Somebody's here. Huh? Or maybe I just put that the wrong place. No, it would have been Will. Will was here. Oh, look at me.
Oh, Jeff Dillon.
You know? Jeff Dunham. The ventriloquist. Mm-hmm. You know how to do it?
Really? Wow.
Now the thing is, you've gotten on to YouTube just with your wife. His wife is really, you know, it's really about the only thing I can tell that I was doing. He was doing what life was just made me do. He was spending a lot of time. Going on after that, you know, what kind of stuff he was. He was pretty good. I don't think mine was that. He didn't draw my stuff together and I'd be asking for it. He's my dog. Oh. This is what he can do. He wants to help. He's very long. I might be really good there. If you were to sell off all everything that I own with you tomorrow, you probably only got $20,000. No, but it takes me to get I don't have any business doing anything because I'm in business. Yeah, that's the only thing that I own. But yeah, I do think everybody's just in the apartment. Yeah, that's the only thing that I own. I don't know. You don't need to get anything to change it, get it allowed. I am working on it as well. I'm going to get all the work. You have 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 to get all the Oh, no, no. Where's his dad? Right. He's got to watch it, but don't watch it. He's got to bring it to the office. He's got to die. Right. Nah, he's got that one, y'all.
Okay. Well, I'll play recording. We're done. Bye.